Welcome, travelers. I'm Josh.
And I'm Lee Wanika, and this is Tabletop Journeys, where we will be your not-so-humble guides on the quest for RPG adventures.
Okay, everybody got to go there. I'm going to deal new initiative cards for round two. We're going to go into round two. Just to recap, the chief has two successes. Okay? And nobody's dead.
That sounds like a good start.
Michael, six of diamonds this time. Finn, 10 of clubs. Remember, that's a club. Padre, queen of clubs. Remember, that's a club. The chief is a six of hearts. And I'm going to have the wolves all act on one card, and that is the Queen of Diamonds, which is the highest card on the table right now.
I am redrawing my club with a Benny.
Okay. That is, I think you're down to one Benny, right?
I am down to one now. Yes, correct.
Okay. So your new initiative is a two of clubs. Would you like to stay with the 10 of clubs?
Yeah, might as well.
Yep. I think probably.
Yeah, so at least I'll go sooner.
Yeah, and you can do something not related to the...
Right, exactly. Yeah, so I'm assuming like attacking the wolves isn't necessarily related to the advanced challenge, right? Okay.
That's exactly right. All right. So the wolves are acting first. They are pouring in, specifically, they are pouring in towards the folks that are scanning out into the darkness first, because you guys are on the periphery. I think Padre is going to get attacked by one of them. Padre, your parry is...
A4.
Oh, boy. We got to beat that with a D8 to see if we hit you. And we get a 3, so we do not hit you with that. And parry for Finn, please.
5.
Same D8. And that is also a miss with a 2. Very lucky, and there is one left, and that one is going to... You did say you put yourself in between them there,
yep.
Michael, so it's going to go towards you. Four. Your parry, wow, is a 4. Luckily, I rolled terribly all 3 times. They are now right up against you, diving, chomping their teeth, but have missed you as the brightness of the firelight has distracted them a bit as they charge in. It's very bad for them. Next highest card is Padre. You've got a Queen of Clubs.
If I get a penalty on any actions?
No. If you do an action that supports the dramatic task that the chief is doing,
oh, right.
You get a negative 2. And if you fail it, the chief fails his whole dramatic task, meaning his entire veil weaving stops at that point.
I'm just going to attack the wolf creature that attacked me then.
That's right in front of you?
Yep.
Okay, and how are you attacking?
I'm going to use the good book.
You're just going to slap him with your Bible.
On the snout.
All right. Absolutely, you can do that. You're going to roll your fighting, and it's going to be versus this wolf's parry. His parry is a 6.
My fighting's a 4.
That's just ace. And you got a wild die.
I got an explosion on my 6.
Okay.
My wild die.
Yep.
Seven.
So you hit. What's the damage on your good book?
Damage is strength plus D.
So your strength is on your attributes. You have a D4.
Yeah.
So it looks like you're doing 2D4 damage, and you're going to have to beat this wolf's toughness. Their toughness is a 7.
Oh, yeah. I got 4 total.
Yeah. So you slap him, boom, with the book, but it just hits a boulder rock-sized head and bounces back towards you, and he just looks madder than he was before.
I call out to Michael, and Finn. Compadres, a little help.
I need bullets. Awesome. Okay, nice. Very good. All right, so that was that. And next highest is now Finn, 10 of clubs. Right.
I'm also going to attack the wolf that attacked me. Padre, I'll be there in a second. I got my own thing going on here.
And are you firing your peacemaker, or are you using your knife, or are you kicking him, or what are you doing?
Yeah, good question. So is there any... So he's basically, like, in point-blank range. Is there any negative to using my gun at this range or anything, or...?
Yes. Basically, instead of needing a 4 to hit, you need to beat his parry.
Okay. All right. And his parry, you said, is 6?
Parry's 6. So you're going to roll your shooting?
Yeah, that's fine.
So you need to do a 6 or more.
Yeah, so shooting is a D6. So, let's see. Yep, I got an exploding die. Yes, shooting's a D6. Yep. Okay, so exploding die on that. So a 9 to shoot him.
Okay, so that's not a raise, but you did hit him. Yep. And so now you're going to roll your damage for that one.
Which is 2d6 plus 1.
Yep, and his toughness is a 7.
I rolled 8.
You hit him, and you basically, the status he is on is called stunned right now.
Okay.
I'm sorry, it's called shaken. I don't know how to play this game. And so he is going to have to make a spirit check before he is able to act at all. You've hit him, you've grazed him, you didn't hit him with a core shot, and he has to get it together before he continues. Very
perfect.
Good. So that was 10. Next highest is the 6 of hearts is Chief Tashanka. And again, because he is a brilliant leader of men, he is waiting because there is someone else that has a chance to impact the situation here before he makes his final moves, especially now that there are strange wolves attacking his people. He'll go on hold, and Michael Cartwright, it is your action.
I am going to maintain my position defending the children, but I am going to help the chief by throwing my Bowie knife at the wolf that's on the chief.
There's no wolf on the chief.
Right? No wolf on the chief.
Oh,
attack you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
There's one on each of you, and no other ones.
Okay.
In that case, but I do like the idea.
All right. In that case, because I was going to try to actually damage them and help, but in that case, I will. I'm just going to keep going, Chief. I'll protect your children, and I'm going to. Man. If I'm using my fighting, so my Bowie knife, I only have to hit a 4. If I'm using my shooting, I have a D4, but what am I shooting against at this point?
No, so for either one, you're going to have to beat the wolf's parry, which is a 6.
Okay, in that case, I'm definitely going to use the scatter gun then.
Yep. So you have a D4, but yeah, so you're very close range for him. So you're going to have a D4 plus 2, and you've got your wild die as well. Okay. So you need to beat a 6.
And you said it's plus 2?
Yeah, because you're right in front of it with a shotgun. It should be harder to miss.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Benny because I only had a 3, which gives me... Oof. No, wait, that hits. Right. No, I don't need the Benny. So that's a 3 plus 2, which would give me 5, so that's a success. So I did...
You got to beat a 6. No,
you got to beat his parry.
You got to beat a 6. Okay. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Then, in that case, I will spend that Benny.
Okay.
There we go. That's a 7.
3d6 damage.
Oof. Yep. Do damage dice don't explode, do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's just no wild die with damage.
Okay. So that's one explode, so that's 6, 7, 8, and I'm re-rolling the exploding die, plus another 6, so that's...
14.
14. And 2, so 16 damage with the scatter gun to the wolf that's in front of me.
Yeah. The front half of that wolf turns into... a bright pink mist in the fire as the rest of the torso falls to the ground and the children behind you are absolutely terrified. But the wolf is down, so one is One is down and off the board. Nice shoot.
And I will yell out, Padre, get back to the children.
Ah, okay. And now it is time for Tashunka to make his roll as he continues to chant and complete his ritual. He has one success. So round two, he's at one success. And the colors begin to intensify and grow. You're starting to see a rift, almost like a portal starting to spin above him as he continues. Let me just check, make sure I didn't forget anything. Yeah, we're going to push that off. Okay, so we're ready for round three. New cards. Michael, you are a three of spades. Finn, you are a ten of hearts. Padre, you are a four of clubs. The chief is a seven of hearts. The wolves that are remaining are a four of spades.
Cool. All of us drew low. Okay.
First is Finn.
So Michael just called to the Padre, basically GTFO, right? No, you know what? I'll shoot my wolf and then I'll take after the one that's going to chase after you and you run away. So I'm going to do the same thing, basically. With the wolf in front of me, I'm going to point blank, again, try to shoot it with my peacemaker. So how many cartridges does the gun hold? Is it five, I think?
That should say on there, but I think it doesn't say on there.
It doesn't say, yeah.
It's either five or six. I think it's six.
Yeah.
It'd be okay. Six and one in the chamber if he did it right.
Yeah. I was a Boston cop. I always do it right. All right.
That's the story we're going with. Gotcha.
Hey, we can always shoot people right.
Yeah, fair. Fair.
So that is a...
fails.
All
right.
That is a 10, that is a 10 to attack, so that should beat his parry.
Yep. It does.
And the damage... Ooh, 13.
Nice.
No, sorry, 11. I did my math wrong. 11.
Okay, 7 is the toughness, so the difference between 7 and 11 is 4.
Yep.
Which means you have enough to take him out. So he is put down like the bad doggy he is.
Brilliant. Bad doggy, no biscuit.
And there is one wolf still left up as you're gunning through the wolves here.
Fabulous.
All right, that was 10. Next highest is the chief himself. He again is being patient and cautious. He doesn't appear to be in any physical danger just yet as you are killing these strange otherworldly wolves that have approached. So he's waiting. And the next to go will be the wolves. There's one left, and it is going to attack Father Machado again as he is ineffectively beating him with a Bible.
This got him mad.
Harry of... What was your parry?
4.
Got a 4. What's your toughness?
Toughness is a 5.
This is my strength plus d6. Alright. It's a d8 and a d6. Toughness is a 5?
Yeah.
Oh boy. The d8 explodes. Oh god. The d8 explodes.
Oh!
The D8 explodes.
No!
I swear to God, I'm on 3/8.
Oh no!
Okay, and then I rolled a 1, so that's 25. That's 30. Your toughness is 5.
that's a lot easily more.
Can I use any of my magical abilities? I have protection and deflection.
Yes. The first thing you can do, because you're about to take 6 wounds and you only have 4. So this guy's going to chew your head off of your neck right now. One use of Benny's that is important in this game is you can use them to do what's called a soak roll when you're taking damage. You can redeem a Benny, which I see that you have one left, and you can make a vigor test. For every success on that vigor, you negate a wound you are about to take. Now, the problem is you're about to take 6. So you need a few successes to stay even in the boat here. Do you want to try and do that?
Could I do that? And also, could I? So my magical abilities, deflection and protection, could I use those? Or is that something that...
You can on your action, but you're going to have to live to your action. And your action is the next action, but you have to live and be conscious to do it, which is going to be very hard at this point.
I'm going to have to burn the Benny and go after the Vigor.
Yeah. This is a great example of the swingy nature of Savage Worlds when the dice start exploding like that.
All right, so my Vigor is a D6.
And you have a wild die.
And I have a wild die. And so I have to roll a success, so a D4.
You need to roll a bunch of successes. But you need to roll to stay not dead. You need to roll
two or three. Right?
If you roll three successes, you'll still be up. If you roll two successes, you'll be bleeding on the ground but not dead.
All right.
Easy, right?
That's one success.
The father is set upon by this wolf and is on the ground, and you're not sure what is happening over there. There's blood everywhere, and he is non-responsive as the wolf goes to town on him right now.
I have no bennies. I have nothing.
Wasted all my bennies, you fool, with your four rolling.
Somehow he's able to get that out.
Is there anything that I have a Benny left? Is there anything that we can do? No.
You could try to. I'm just checking your skills. You don't have healing skill. You guys can hopefully try basically to prevent him from bleeding out, but you're going to have to get to him. You have Tushunka with you, who has some abilities as well. I will just check if any of that's going to help you real quick. He already went this round, but he may be able to do something next round. However, that will forego his ability to get successes on the next round.
Sure, so
give and take.
Yeah.
But he is there for you to try.
I have to wait for my turn, but I think I'm going to try to swing a deal.
Okay. That was the wolf. That was the last wolf. Boy, did he make it
count.
And so it would be Padre's turn. He's laying there gurgling blood. So the next person is Michael.
I'm going to shout, Finn, cover the children, and I'm going to run to Padre.
Point of order. Tushunka did not act yet.
Okay.
Right. He acted last round. He was holding. So if that changes what you're thinking of doing, I just want you to know that. Because he could still act based on your feedback right now. Yeah.
I am going to run to Padre, and I will try to hold my hand over whatever wounds there is, and I'm going to shout out, and I'm going to say, I don't care whether it's God or Tate. The father's a good man. Take me. Do whatever you can. I will, whatever I got to do, let him live. So somebody better is in this world doing good things.
I mean, your Jean Valjean moment.
Yeah.
You've come a long way from bucket whiskey yesterday.
Yeah. Bucket whiskey and roe bacon's great, but I'm loyal to my friend before all else.
I said you were a good man.
Yeah. And I will I am good with the deal. I will tell you, he's a great man. I will be your vessel. Whatever you need me for, I will be here and I will stand in the breach for you, but give us our Padre.
I think Padre just gurgled in agreement.
So why don't you give me a persuasion roll, Luanika, please, as your devotion to your friend here. I want to see how that influences the opinion of the chief, whether he thinks what he thinks of you guys based on that.
That's a 5.
All right. Very good. Chief Tushunka actually decides to when he sees this act of like kindness that you guys are also spiritual people, although you're not of the same faith, he really respects that. And obviously, he thinks it's terrible that there's a wolf eating your friend. He decides he's going to try and stretch his powers to the limit. He's going to attempt to both heal Juan Padre and continue holding this conjuring in process. So he is going to roll. He's going to have a -2 penalty because he's doing two actions. He's going to do the healing spell and he's going to do his dramatic task. It's going to be a negative one because you succeeded on your persuasion and buffed him by one. We'll do the healing first. The wild die exploded. So it's an 11 minus one is a 10. He healed you successfully for two wounds. You had soaked one, so you were at five wounds. He just healed you for two. So you are at three wounds right now, which means you are conscious. You are able to stand up. You are bleeding, beaten, and in terrible condition as this shamanic energy comes and removes some of your wounds or stabilizes them. You're going to be operating at a negative three modifier on your actions, but you are with it, which I guess is better than not. Now he is going to make his faith roll for the dramatic task. He has a negative two to this because of dual action.
Isn't that a negative one because of the buff?
No, yeah, I had him buff on the healing because you were like praying for that guy to be healed, and then this is just whatever happens. So we got a five and a one. So neither of those is success. I will use a GM Benny because I think you guys are doing great to give him one more roll. They're not all just about killing you. A wild die exploded. It's a 10 minus two is eight. So that is two successes. Round three, there's two successes.
So he has five total now, so he needs eight, right?
Yep, he needs three more in two rounds. But things are getting messy. Okay, and everybody went. So now I need everybody to make an athletics check. As you start to feel the ground start to vibrate and shake, as you hear the footfalls of hooves, and a group of men on horseback charge the hilltop, from the darkness, shouting in the night. So everybody make an athletics check to get out of the way of horses. And Sergio, remember you got a big negative to it, unfortunately.
I have one success.
Okay, that's good enough to not get stepped on.
So a negative three, right?
Yeah.
You said that was at a negative? The athletics or athletics?
No, yours is straight. His is at negative three because he's got three wounds.
You know,
every wound you have dead. is an extra one.
I explode my D4.
Cool.
So that's a four.
Hey! So you literally just like bloodily like, fall like, out of the way.
Actually just collapse out of the way of it.
Yeah. You're like getting stepped on by a horse would actually be better than how I feel.
Let me move my spleen.
Yeah, I did not succeed.
You did not. Okay, so you got hit by a horse. So what is your toughness?
Toughness is five.
Five. You're taking damage. You got kicked by a horse or stepped on as they came through. Ooh. Oh, another exploding die.
Oh, no.
D6 exploded.
Twice. Both y'all gonna die. I'm gonna go by myself.
So 12, 13, 18. Your toughness is what?
Five.
So the difference is 13. That is three wounds. You are out of bennies.
Yep.
So you can't soak them. So you are at three wounds currently, Michael, which means you're running at a big negative as well. Oh my gosh, they're getting trampled. And you got out of the way, right?
I did.
Tough in? Okay.
Yep.
Good. I'm out. Good enough. All right, that was the end of the third round. all right, let's do some cards, and I'm going to deal in Beaumont and his men as they, late to the party because of a funny map snafu, arrive to the battle. Boy, this map was shitty. All right, Michael, eight of spades. Finn, seven of diamonds. Padre, seven of spades, the chief, 10 of spades. The one wolf that is left is a 10 of diamonds, and Beaumont's men are queen of spades. Highest on the board are Beaumont's men.
Yeah, of course.
They immediately start in on the braves surrounding the hilltop and engage with them. The braves and them are locked in vicious battle, throwing knives, tomahawks, firing arrows, shooting pistols and rifles. They are all locked in total battle together. I'm just going to make a group roll to make that fast. It does, however, seem the Braves are ahead. They are better equipped to fight on this ground, apparently, and know what's going on. of the five men that came up the hill along with Beaumont. They've killed two of them already. And that is their action. Beaumont is riding around. He's not actually engaging with anybody. He's like looking around, like stalking around right now. Mm-hmm. He does have his arm in a sling, so it's tough, a little tougher for him to get around on horseback. All right, next highest is the 10 of spades, which is the chief. He is now looking quite nervous, but he is waiting. He's holding to see what happens. He's trying to make the best of this as strategically as he can. Next is 10 of diamonds for the one wolf left, who has now switched gears from, as soon as he thought he killed Padre, he jumped back up and went to the nearest next target, which I believe at this point is Michael, who came to his protection, and he is attacking you. And your parry is a 4?
Yes.
Yep, all right, he just barely hits you with a 4. And your toughness is a 5. So he is going to hit you. He hits you for 10 damage. Your toughness is a 5. So you have one wound and you are shaken. Oh, no. You have 3 wounds already, correct?
I already had 3, so that puts me out.
Yeah, he takes you down to the ground and is chewing on your torso, unfortunately. In the darkness there.
As I go down, I think I keep the bowler.
This is going to be very close if it happens at all. Okay, so the wolves have gone. Tishanka is waiting. The next highest is Michael, who is incapacitated at this time. So he's got nothing he can do. The next highest is Juan, who is not incapacitated, but damn close. What will you be doing?
I guess I'm gonna try to heal. Take power points 3. Healing removes wounds less than an hour old. A success removes 1 wound, and a raise removes 2. The power may be cast additional times to remove additional wounds within that hour, as long as the healer has enough power points.
Yep. So, who are you trying to heal? Yourself or Mike?
I'm gonna try to heal good old Michael. One good turn deserves another.
Okay, so first thing you need to do is make your faith roll.
All right. Got a lot of that, buddy.
And again, it's at a -3 modifier, but every success or raise is going to remove a wound from Michael, who has 4.
I exploded both dice.
Hey, let's see.
I roll both of those?
Yeah, so they're 2 separate rolls, so just right. You re-roll both, but just see which one is the bigger cumulative roll, either the skill die or the wild.
I'm rolling a D10 on the skill die.
So you're already at 10.
I exploded that sucker again. I'm at a 20.
Okay.
Nice.
Roll again.
And that's 2. So
okay.
19 total.
Because of your -3, divided by 4. It's, yeah, so that's 4 wounds. So, Michael goes from bad day to ready to trade some horses real quick. Unfortunately, Juan, you don't feel any better.
I tell him, today, my son, is not your day.
Seriously, for real.
I'm definitely going to have to start leaving 4 bits.
And I will just give you a Benny for rolling outrageous and healing somebody that wasn't yourself when clearly you should have healed yourself.
That was the obvious play.
What my character would have done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, God.
When has that ever been used to do something positive?
For good, right? Yeah.
Once every 4 and score years is really the answer to that question.
All right, Finn. You are next.
That sheriff is going to get one between the eyes.
Okay. You are going to be shooting at him. You are not in melee combat with him, so you're going to be shooting your regular shooting die at him.
Yep.
That being said, he is moving on horseback.
I thought he was just kind of looking around.
Yeah,
He is on a horse. He's riding around the camp on a horse. He's not fighting anybody. His men are fighting. So right. You can roll your shooting. You're going to have a -2 penalty to hit him.
And it's against his parry again?
No, in this case, it won't be. It'll be just against a target number four. You have a -2 modifier.
That's right? Fine. I like my odds here. And I have a Benny if I really need it, but he's...
And you've got the wild guy as well.
Yeah, and he has irritated me, so...
He has? Oh, okay.
Let's see. I have one success. Oh, it's -2, you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I bring my last Benny.
Womp, womp, womp.
I do not hit him.
Okay, you just miss.
I just miss.
Boom. Big shot rings out. Grazes past him. He is aware you are now shooting a revolver at him. Hard to miss. Okay. Alrighty.
I think Tashanka's the only one that hasn't gone. Yeah.
He's the only one who hasn't gone. Nobody supported him, so he just has a straight roll this round. However, that being said, he sees the damage that has been done to the father and how the father is selflessly trying to heal him. So he's going to try the same thing this round. He's going to have a -2 penalty to both of his faith rolls. First one is to try and heal Padre. He critically fails.
On
his healing roll for Padre. So he, in that, gets so distracted that he is not even able to attempt his furthering his conjuring this round. It doesn't destroy it, but he's going to make no progress on it this round.
And he still needs 3 successes, right?
That is absolutely correct. You can actually see in the conjuring, like in this rift above the fires, you can actually start to see these ethereal antlers starting to push through into our world a bit, but they're just barely poking through. So that was round 4.
Yep.
You gotta get 3 successes in this round.
So yep. This is the final round. So Tashanka needs all the help he can get, or else he's not gonna get his conjuring off. You're also seeing dark hands ripping towards the edges of this rift a little bit, peeking through. Michael, you are a king of hearts. Finn, you are a 5 of spades. Padre, you got a joker. That's important. I'll tell you about that in a second. Tashanka is on a 5 of hearts.
Michael, why so serious?
There is still a wolf alive, and he's on a king of spades. Beaumont is on an 8. His men are on a jack of spades.
Okay. His men are on the end of Tashanka's men's spear.
The most important thing about a joker is when a player character draws a joker, everybody gets a Ben.
Oh, thank goodness.
The next thing you need to know about a joker is you go first if you want to, or you can go at any time throughout the round. You can just interrupt and act. So you can either go right away, or you can go when you want to. The next thing is, whatever skill or trait die you're going to roll for your action this round is going to be at a +2 modifier. If you do something that causes damage, it's going to be +2 to that as well.
Okay, I'm going to assist Shanka in his spell casting.
Okay, and what specifically are you going to do to try and help?
I have a D6 occult. Or would my fate...
What would that look like? Either of them would work. What would it look like?
With using my faith, I appeal to my god that this might not be in the wheelhouse of our theology, but this man is attempting to do good, and by not allowing this to happen, much evil could befall not just this area but perhaps the entire world.
Very good. Give me your faith roll. I don't have to tell you how much is riding on that.
All right. And he needs 3 successes?
He needs to get 3 successes, so he has to roll 12 or more if he has no negative modifiers or if a wolf doesn't need his face off before.
All right, so that's 1 success. So if I take a Benny, I have to reroll them both.
You can pick the previous roll if you want. Now, right, did you add your +2 from the Joker?
No, I didn't. So that's 2 successes.
Okay, so two successes means you're going to transfer a plus two bonus to Chief Tashanka when he makes his dramatic test roll.
Bearing in mind, he can only have a maximum of plus three, and there's still two more of us to act.
Yep, that's true.
At any time.
Yeah, he can only get a total bonus of plus three. Yep. You've covered two-thirds of it. As long as either Josh or I can add at least one more,
that's good coaching.
One of us to do something else.
Yeah,
and keep the Benny in your pocket.
Yeah. I've got two Bennies I can burn, and I can try to get the third now and give free y'all up to act however is needed.
That is also true.
Yep, that's also totally true. Yep, it's the fifth round, so might as well.
Yeah, all out.
If you got two Bennies, okay. Go.
Convention rules, baby.
Yeah.
If I can do this, maybe you can kill that wolf that's
that keeps eating my face.
Yeah, that nearly ate my spleen from the outside in. All right, so I'm going to burn a Benny, reroll. No, that's not good. So I'm going to burn my last Benny and reroll again.
You are out, right?
Okay. Yeah. And that is... So I got a... So... If I, with my modifier, I got a 10.
That's two successes. Okay.
Does that count? Okay, so that's, but it's not an explosion, right?
No, that's the face value of the die. Yeah.
Okay, so I got a 10 and then a 4, so that's three successes total. Yeah, so I've given him his maximum.
No, they're not cumulative. Cumulative. Yeah, different rolls. So it's one. It's whichever one is the best one. So the 10 is two successes. The 4 would be one success. You want to keep the 10, not the 4.
Okay. So it's still 2 then.
Yeah.
Yep. So you didn't. The only thing you lost was the Benny, but you still convey the plus 2 to the to them. Okay.
All right.
So let me mark that down so I don't forget that he's rolling plus 2. Yep. And so that was on the Joker. So the next highest on the board is the King of Spades, which is the Wolves. And the Wolves are still fighting with Michael right now, who is a little healthier than he was before, but they're like, what happened? He got back up. Let's eat him again.
Just ate him in his face. Yeah.
I look the wolf in the eye and I say, I'm your Huckleberry.
I rolled a 2. So you're okay. He missed. That was the King of Spades. The King of Hearts is next, which is Michael.
Oh my good lord. I really want to shoot this wolf in the face.
What's your shooting skill?
Up close, I have a real good chance of shooting him in the face.
Alright.
You did last time.
I ended one in one shot, so
that's true.
I level my rifle at the wolf's face, and I think about all the experiences that have happened on this particular mission, and then I turn my head. And I, utilizing my occult knowledge, I'm going to try to draw my inner strength and try to offer that strength to the chief.
Okay.
In an effort to give him the ability to hold back the dark and pull forth the light from this.
Okay. So you're going to do two actions, which means you have a negative 2 modifier to each action when you do
this. No, I'm not shooting it. I actually went like I was going to, and then I stopped and focused on the what was most important.
I misunderstood. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, so then you're just going to give a straight occult roll where you are going to offer your best interpretation of support to him through what you think is going on. Very nice.
And I'm going to spend a Benny to redo that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you're out of Bennies now.
I am.
Yeah.
Explosion. That's a 6. And 2, so that's 8 total. So that's a success and a raise. Obviously, he only gets the 1 because that'll give him the 3, which frees up Finn to hit this damn wolf, please.
Very good. Yeah, so he's maxed out at his buffs based on that. Very good. And so that was the King of Hearts. So the next highest here is the Posse, who are still fighting with the Braves. And they are going to, again, I'll just do a quick group roll for that one. They were losing. And they're more evening the score. About 3 Braves have died in the fighting or fallen during the fighting. It's getting pretty bloody. Next is Beaumont, who is pissed about getting shot at by Finn. However, he is going to roll his shooting attack, but he's got a big negative because his right arm is in a sling, and so he's going to shoot you left-handed at -4 while he's trying to ride this horse. He's got a D10 shooting, but he's going to have a -4 to it.
And my parry is 5.
He's not in melee with you.
Oh, he's not in melee. So it's just like successes.
But he's got a -4 penalty. So a 3 and a 2. He fires off at you. It's obvious he's trying to hit you, but he's busy like holding one arm, trying to hold the reins and then get one off, and it doesn't work out that way for him. Okay. It's you, Finn.
Right.
You and then the chief, and that is the end of the ritual.
All right, Michael, did you get the 3rd success for the chief?
I did.
You did. Okay. Excellent. Fabulous. Then shooting at the wolf.
Okay. So go ahead and roll your shooting in your wild though.
And this is, I'm just looking for 4s, not his parry. Is that?
Yes.
But you're not in melee with him, right? So
No, that's no negatives or anything, right?
Straight roll.
All right. Cool. All right, I got a 5.
Unless you have a wound or anything. I don't think you do.
Nope, I don't. All right, I got a 5 on my wild die, so that's fine.
Okay, so you hit. So now you need to roll your damage versus a toughness of 7.
Okay. That is explosion.
Whoa.
So 8, 11, 14.
Yeah, that does it. That drops the last wolf. You mark that off. Very good. As the last pupper goes down.
You're welcome.
That's how you're supposed to shoot. When I say shoot, that's how you're supposed to shoot.
And so there's only one thing left. As you see these demonic hands starting to rip through, as this brilliant ethereal elkhead is tearing through this veil, but also these claws are ripping at the sides, trying to get through. Tashunka is frantically trying to complete his ritual. I rolled an 8 on the D8.
He's got it, because he only needed a 9.
17. Nope, I'm sorry, 15 is what he just rolled for his faith die.
Plus 3 is 18?
That was with the 3. That was
okay. Fine.
But still, good enough. Yeah. Good enough. And so he got 4 successes, I think. Or 3 successes. And so that is enough. By exactly the right amount, that is enough. And so the tear becomes wider, and this massive flying ethereal elk rips through the veil. And as it does so, it turns and shuts the veil behind it, just as you see the faces of these wandering shadows pulling their way through. It is able to close it with its power and seal it. And it's just hovering 20 feet in the air above you guys, and it's probably 20 feet tall. This just giant apparition, as the chief looks very worn out. This immediately scatters Beaumont's men, who don't know what's going on and just begin to run into the forest. And he is very quick to begin to follow them. The wolves are defeated. They're laying dead. They're actually starting to dissolve now. Now that this great elk Tate is out there, it seems this energy is dissolving and going back into nature almost. And the shaman and the chief are very reverent right now. The people are cheering and chanting. And very calmly, Tate, the elk spirit, actually just looks over everybody and then begins flying over the low treetops, over the hills, spreading this weird multicolored light through the darkness. It's just heading out over the Black Hills into the distance away from them as it moves to cleanse the Black Hills of the supernatural spirits that have been plaguing it. You succeeded, but you almost didn't.
Yeah, boy, that got real close.
That was tight.
For Padre, that's as close as it gets. You actually were dead, and then were not dead.
Just about dead, yeah.
No, not just about. You were dead, and then you weren't.
There's some serious pucker factors going on there.
I don't know what you're talking about. It was fine. Like, I had no problem with this.
Based on my fear and the trauma that comes with it, technically I shouldn't even have that, because it has to do with the fact that it's survivor's guilt, basically.
Yeah.
But technically, I've died.
Yeah.
And so I no longer have guilt about having not died.
Oh, that, yeah, right. It's so cathartic. Yeah. You're cute.
I like how you're twisting getting bitten in half by a wolf into a positive to go ahead and buy off your fear. That's good. That's nice.
in my case, I actually was useful. Like, my biggest fear was not being useful. Because all I do is talk and sell things and try to work deals and stuff like that. And I'm terrified of being useless.
Yeah, mine is that I am terrified of the dark.
Yeah. So this is not a good evening for you.
No, it was not good. This is no fun for me. Pete, this was so much fun. Thank you for running this, first of all. That was amazing.
I had a great time. Thank you so much.
Sergio, thanks for taking however long it's been on your Saturday evening to throw some dice with us. That's been a tremendous amount of fun.
No one's really got to twist my arm to play some tabletop role-playing games.
I know,
especially right? playing one that I've read about but never had the chance to play.
And getting to
learn the mechanics. Yeah. I love the wild dice. It reminds me a lot of the stress dice mechanic on Free League game. Then the ability to keep rolling.
Yeah.
Just based on if you're able to explode these dice or not. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. So.
Yeah, I have played a fair amount of Savage Worlds, but most of it, like we were talking about before we turned on the recording, a lot of the Savage Worlds I've played, or all of the Savage Worlds I've played, is via Foundry. So a lot of the more finicky bits of the system were done automatically. I can honestly say I have a much stronger understanding of the game from having to do all of it manually,
and feed
all added up, and that has really helped my understanding. It'll actually help my regular Savage Worlds game. I'll play that game better with some of the understanding that I have now, specifically as it relates to those challenges. So we'll talk more about that later. But
What a great time. Yeah. Thanks so very much for coming on, Pete. Sergio, thank you for joining us. We will definitely, next time we have this opportunity, give you a call again. And everybody out there listening, so next week, Liwanika and I will be back breaking down our impression of the game system. There's a lot to digest here. Like, this has been one of our longer actual plays in recording. So it's, 6.5 hours? So it's, there's a lot to digest in this. We'll be back with that episode next week. Thanks again to Pete and Sergio. And that's our show for the evening. We'll catch you next week. Thank you very much, everybody.
Good night, all.